This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of my favorites ever, Susan Waldman. She's live in her position in the broadcast booth getting set for her first game with Dave Sims. Susan, happy opening day.
Happy opening day, or as Aaron Judge says, happy first day of school here. Where are you guys?
We are
in the suite.
We are in
what
a suite.
I'm
trying to see
you think I've ever been to the suite?
I don't know.
No.
Have you?
No.
Apparently not.
No.
Right behind home plate.
Yeah.
So we could probably see. Hold on. I see where
you
guys are. We are actually inside. Now we're sticking our hands out the window.
No,
third base side or right field?
Right behind home plate, Susan.
Behind home plate?
Right behind a plate, yeah.
Can you see me?
No,
unfortunately, we cannot.
I think you're probably
under us.
Well,
then I can't see you either. You're probably right above us. So
that's why we're...
All right, this is fascinating radio for everybody who's listening.
Susan, how do you feel about this team going into this year?
Actually, I think everyone's going to be surprised. This is, as Aaron Boone calls it, overreaction week. And I think what this team needs to do, quite frankly, just play. Get some other people involved here. They'll figure it out as they go along. And I like teams. I like an addition of a Cody Bellinger and a Paul Goldschmidt, and I like that Volpe and Chisholm are now batting pretty much back-to-back and are walking around together because they're the DP combination. I like those kinds of things. I want to see how Jason Dominguez handles everything. He started a hit, and he's been better in left field, and, you know, it's a work in progress, obviously, but I want to see how this works out. I don't think just because this guy is gone and this guy is gone that you give up on the season. I really don't. You know, figure it out. It's March.
Yep, there's no doubt. Listen, I think the Yankees have a chance to be an outstanding defensive team, certainly better than a year ago.
Yep.
They could be a little faster.
Yep.
There's no Soto, I get it, but that's okay. And I don't know when it's okay for now. I don't know when the last time, and this is what I want to ask you, the Yankees relied on and leaned on so many young kids like a Wells, like a Volpe, like a Dominguez, like some pitchers. Was it really the core four? Are we going back that far?
Well, we're going back that far, but don't forget in 2016 when they got people, I mean, some of them didn't work out. They got Glaber. They got Clint Frazier. They thought Billy McKinney was going to hit. And the two trades, one for Andrew Miller and one for Aroldis Chapman, who ended up back here. But I think those kids, they thought they were going to be a lot better. Not Glaber. Glaber was Glaber. But I think they had high hopes for Frazier and a couple other guys around the way. But, you know, that building that core four, don't forget, that came Not by accident, but don't forget 1996. This team was not supposed to do anything.
No. Now,
they had a rookie shortstop, and George was going to trade Mariano Rivera for Felix Fermin because he wanted a real shortstop here. And you grew with that team. That's what I'm looking at. I'm not saying that this is 1996, but I'm looking at it is, let's see what happens. I mean, what if Ben Rice is really who he was in spring training? He looks like he's much more comfortable at the plate. He looks like he is much more persnickety with pitches. He's not swinging out of the zone anymore. What if he's the real deal? You just don't know. And he's got a chance to prove it. He's not that kid who struck out 100 times last year after the three homers against Boston. What if Austin Wells really is this person that we think he was? He was supposed to be when they signed him, and then he got here and it went in his ear that he was a work in progress in catching, and he decided, I'm going to show them. And not that he told me that, but I could tell the way he was working. I'm going to show them, and he's become a really good catcher. And I talked to Max Fried about him today, and he loves the kid. He said he's always prepared. He's a step ahead of me. It's hard to be a step ahead of Max Fried, trust me. He's got 11 pitches, and it's hard to be ahead of him. And he also calls his own game, which is interesting. But what if these kids work out, and then you add pieces down the road? You don't have to get excited right now.
Do you think, Susan, the Yankees can overcome the pitching injuries similar to what they did a year ago?
Well, I mean, Cole's not coming back, so that is one thing. But you got Fried here. I mean, this guy's got a World Series ring. You got Fried here. Rodon, I liked what I saw in the spring. What I liked most about him, guys, was that he was really comfortable. It took Garrett Cole 3 years to get really comfortable and be a part of this. The first year was COVID, and the second year was, you know, other things going on. But it took the third year before he became Garrett Cole Yankee. Carlos Rodon this year is different, and it's the third year. So I'm fascinated to see what he is going to do. And you know what? You can go and get people, but you don't do it now. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't give up what's left of the farm system, and you know, because people are scared to death here. I think if they can hold their own until Cashman gets to work here, if they need something, I mean, you got to let it play out a little bit. It's not the same, obviously, because Cole isn't coming back. That's a lot. You just don't replace Garrett Cole.
Nope. I find the intrigue appealing. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's refreshing. It's not stale. It's not like guys on their last legs making big money who you know they have no upside.
Yep.
Now, that could be dangerous if it doesn't come to fruition, but I think a lot of the variables will pop favorably. Were you surprised, though, that they didn't address third base? Like, I thought Arenado, with the Cardinals eating some money, would be addressed. Did you?
No, not Arenado. I am told that, you know, that he didn't. Their analytics department thought that he was over the hill and they weren't going to do that. I mean, I know that everybody says because he's out there. I was told it wasn't going to happen.
Huh.
And I don't think it had anything to do with money, because if they wanted him, they would have gotten him. But you're not going to go out and say, well, we don't really think he's that good anymore. And, you know, maybe they made a mistake, but I think they can get through. And if they can't, they can, you know, if Cabrera can't do it and LeMahieu doesn't come back, they address it when you have to. I just think the plan was never to get Arenado. I know everybody thought so, but I thought it was never going to happen.
Susan, this ever get old for you? Opening day at the stadium?
No. I've been up since 5 o'clock. I was so excited I couldn't sleep.
That's amazing.
How many is this for you now?
That's just awesome.
You have a count of how many?
As a Yankee person?
Yes.
This is 39.
Wow, 39. Yeah. Oh, my, that's tremendous. Real quick for me, and I think I know the answer because you guys know each other well, you and Dave, and best of luck to you guys with the new union. Do you think it's more of an adjustment, though, for him taking over for a legend or for you working with somebody very different, even though you know him, if that makes sense?
Well, I've worked with 7 people in the last 2 years, so I don't think it's I don't think it's hard at all. I mean, it's not, you know, I would step on John, too, and we were doing it 20 years. I mean, it happens. You get, because I know and love Dave, it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, with working with him. I know I haven't worked with him. I mean, I listen to him, and he's great, but I can't, you know, I can't tell you that I'm not going to step on him sometime because I don't know when he stops talking. I'll learn.
And we will say, Susan, we got confirmation from Dave earlier. He's a windows open guy in the booth, but he said he's going.
The windows are open.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, boy.
I was prepared for this. I wore my coat. I got my gloves. I'm fine.
He said he's going to defer to you. So Dave said.
Wait a minute. He's not deferring to me. When I got here, the windows were open. So
we've got our first first trace of friction in the booth here. Let's get that to Bob Raceman.
If that's all that happens, a friction in the booth, we're going to have a wonderful time. No, I went downstairs. No, to be they were. It was closed when I got here. I was here. Ridiculous. I mean, the guards weren't even here yet when I got here. Because I'm always afraid I'm going to... I'm one of those that, on a travel day, I don't sleep because I'm afraid I'm going to miss the bus next morning.
Yeah.
So I don't do that. But I was here very early.
I felt like that, too, a little bit last night.
Yeah. No, it's exciting. It's really exciting. As I said, it is the most overanalyzed and the most overreacted to game, I think, in the history of sports is opening day. Because if you win and if you win your first series, oh, everything's wonderful. And if you lose your first series, everything's terrible. So, but I don't think it's going to be either one of those. I think this, I'm really interested in this year. I'm excited about this year because I want to see how this plays out. I want to see if the younger guys really can be what they want to be and think they can be because they're going to have a chance. They're not going to get sent down if they strike out three times in a game. It's not going to happen. They're going to be here. And you're going to sit and you're going to watch Jason Dominguez, and I've had long talks with him about it, and Luis Rojas says he's getting better. You know, he's not going to be Ricky Henderson out there. It's not going to happen. But, you know, if he can, I just want him to be good enough that he hits. I don't want him to get so upset with the way he's playing left field and, you know, and making mistakes because he wants to do well so badly. He feels terrible about the injuries. He feels awful about it. He wrote a letter last year when he came back to Derek Jeter's The Player's Trib, which was beautiful to the fans of New York, apologizing for the injuries. He apologized for them. I've never heard anybody apologize except Hideki Matsui when he broke his arm, went into the dugout and apologized to the team for breaking his arm. So I want to see this work out. I mean, they might all not work out, but what if they do?
Yeah,
there's just as good a chance as they do.
And if they do, they're going to be back in the World Series and maybe with a chance this time to win it.
Well,
Susan,
let's get to the playoffs first. I think this is a playoff team. I'm not sure about the division. I'm really not. But I think this team is good enough to you know, if they're not going to be first, they'll be a playoff team. I really
Everybody
do.
Talking up those Red Sox this year. Red Sox may be the team.
Keep an eye on them. The key for me was that they brought Christian Campbell up and he's going to start at second base. They got two more and they're still down at the minor league level. But you knew the Bregman thing was going to work out. Bregman did it perfectly and Cora handled it perfectly. And he's Rafi's going to DH. And you knew that as soon as they brought Christian Campbell up that they think they feel pretty good about their offense, which was a disaster last year.
Thank you, Susan. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And it also, they're going to be much better defensively. The Red Sox lost last year because they didn't pitch and they didn't have a good infield defense. They're going to be much better this year.
Hoff is telling us to wrap. I apologize. We're a little out of time. I know you were here early. We were here early, but we're glad we had you on for a few minutes, Susan. We appreciate
awesome.
It. We know you're very busy on this opening day. Best of luck on the season. Have fun calling the games with Dave Sims. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Anytime. Give me a call.
Susan, we will.
We'll text,
be ready.
We'll call, it's coming.
I was at spring training for 10 days and nobody ever called me.
What are you talking about? I told Hoff. I'm going to yell at Hoff when we break. All right, Susan, we will call you during the season.
Okay.
I promise. BT and Sal, the fan, we come back. We'll finish up the show with our over-under picks for the 2025 year.